Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Double Cleanse Podcast.
Podcast
with me, Robert Welsh.
And me, James Welsh.
If you like podcasts and listen to people talk, then this is the perfect podcast. If you like,
you should listen
things.
To podcasts. Yeah. Yeah. Some good tips. Good tips there.
Yeah. So, James, how was your Christmas?
You were there. I know you weren't. Christmas.
No, it wasn't.
Christmas. No, it was really nice. We did something a bit different this year. My partner's side of the family were around this year. We were second time hosting. We hosted last year, didn't we, actually?
You did, yeah. It was lovely.
Yeah, it was really nice, thanks. How was yours?
Yeah, it was really nice, thanks. We were at my partner's family's and it was lovely. Really, really nice dinner. Beautiful. But, I mean, I've made it been known across the world that I broke my toe on Christmas Day.
I don't want to go through this again. So we got together with our family on Boxing Day. Robert was wearing a single croc, which he used to be blasphemous about over on Twitter. Now
listen,
he loves them.
I'm so thankful for Crocs at this time. I can move on my foot. I can't walk properly, but it's almost like supporting my broken
toe. This is the thing, is I broke my toe before really bad. I literally couldn't walk for ages. This is the thing, because I didn't go on about it like you did. But
you should have done.
All Boxing Day, he was cranky. He was hopping around everywhere. He kept talking about his broken toe. Yeah. Anytime someone walked past him, he was like, watch my toe. And it's like,
watch
nowhere
toe.
Near your toe.
You know why?
It was. I'm not doing it again.
You know why I was so scared? Because my toe was in fact broken.
But do you know what as well? It was one of the less important toes. My one was my big toe and I couldn't walk properly because they're the ones.
You know what?
Balance.
I feel like everyone's toes come together and make, you know what they say? Every toe makes the foot.
Makes the team. Well, you know, I was in the Christmas spirit. I tried to help you. And to be as kind and as possible, but you were just unbearable.
I asked James for a glass of water and he never got me one because he said, you said your toe felt fine. Of course, it's going to feel fine.
So the dogs were playing by his feet, right? And I was like, Robert, the dogs are literally right by your feet and you've not said anything. And he was like, I'm fine. He was like, oh, you know what? It doesn't really hurt that much anymore. So then he was like, can I have a glass of water? And I was like, you literally just said your foot doesn't hurt. The toe doesn't hurt that
But
much
I mean,
anymore.
Of course it hurts because it's broken. James, you know how it is. You too had a broken toe. Perhaps not as broken as mine.
You're just acknowledging it when it's good for you.
Yeah, no, I'm really milking it.
Yeah, no, you people make me sick.
You know what, though? I've been going to the door and answering the door for, like, packages and things like that. And I've been having to, like, hide my left foot, which is one with just one croc on, behind
Why
the wall.
Why don't you wear both your crocs so it looks normal?
I usually take the crocs off before I let anyone see me and who I don't know. But I can't, because if I take it off, it's really uncomfortable. So I have to chuck it behind a wall.
Just be proud. Just be proud.
Just shout it from the rooftops.
Yeah.
No,
yeah,
but
yeah.
I'm very thankful to crocs and I won't bad. Mouth him again.
Good.
I don't think ever in my life.
Anyway.
I always forget, do we do what we've been loving before or after?
Yeah,
break?
We do.
Before, okay. James, listen. Since it's Christmas, at Christmas time. Oh, sorry, I had to swallow my spit there aggressively. Is there anything you've been loving?
Do you know what? Can I just talk about a website or an app instead of a product?
Yeah, why not? Let's branch out. It's a new year.
Yeah, so I've talked about Olive Young before. I love Olive Young. They are a skincare, cosmetics, lifestyle, well-being shop in Korea.
Yeah.
And what I love about them, obviously I love Yes Style. Yes Style will always be my go-to. Mm-hmm. They always have things that other shops don't have. Olive Young offer products that aren't on a lot of other websites that are actually popular within Korea. So if you're really into K-beauty and you really want to know what's popular, what people are actually using, new brands that other places don't have, because Olive Young is like the shop to be in, you know? They're a great website to shop on. When you start adding up a basket, you're like, oh crap, this is really expensive. And then you go to your basket and for some reason they've given you a £100 discount.
What?
And I don't understand it, but like I shop there, and obviously the more you shop, the more points you get. So I had an £80 discount, and I also had £100 worth of points, and I've only shopped twice on there. So my £200 shop came to something like, I don't know, like 30 quid, I can't remember. It wasn't that much, and I was like, what the hell is going on?
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah. How is it shipping in terms of how quick are they?
Good. Really good. Really, really good. I don't know if they've branched out and they've got places in like Europe and America now.
Right, right.
But it's a lot quicker than I would expect for somewhere in Asia.
Yeah.
Because, you know, usually you have to wait like a month, you know?
For it to get to UK, yeah.
Yeah, and over Christmas as well, it's been not that delayed. It's been really good. But I love Olive Young. There's just so many products that I've not used before that I'm like, why?
I might have a look on there.
The app's terrible. Hang on. Go on the website. The app I'll go on the website. So slow. Yeah.
I hate apps. I can't stand God.
It doesn't
apps.
Feel official, does it?
No.
It
for ordering things, search. It just doesn't sit well with me. The Domino's pizza app, I'm like, I can't do this. I always need to get out a computer.
Yeah. I get really upset when people like just order on my phone. I'm like, absolutely not.
I'm not doing that. No. And if you do that, we order on your phone and we use your money because I'm not.
Yeah. Because I refuse to take part in that.
Absolutely not. Since we're doing websites. Oh, sorry. Yeah, go on.
What have you been loving?
Well, since we're talking about websites, there's a website called Wikipedia. No, I'm joking.
Not heard of it.
I recently got the new Forever Mood collection, Forget Me Not, from Jackie Aina.
Did you order two of those?
I didn't order two. Last time I ordered two by accident.
Every time you order,
why don't you order them at the launch?
Because what's the point if you can just do it?
Okay, I'll do that next time. I remember. I don't know if there's some more on the website, but they arrived today. It does take a little while for them to get to the UK, but I think everything does in terms of that. But I just want to say it's another success. Every single fragrance in it. There's always, in like the group of four to me, there's always like a sweeter fragrance. Mm-hmm. One that's a little bit like a musk, and one that, you know, some which are more like floral. There's always like one of everything. And but I always find that every single one is good. And I know we always say this, but every smell is completely new. Everything's completely... It's just beautiful. I love it.
That's what, like... Because usually I don't like those, like, home-baked kind of smells. You know, right, like, same. If you go to, like, TK Maxx or HomeSense, you get, like, warm pie cream.
Yeah, marshmallow cream.
Fireplace, yeah. Because it's so sweet. But the thing is with these sweet ones is they have... I don't know how to explain it. It's like they've got, like, like an undertone. I don't know fragrances, but it's like you've got like some form of undertone that you wouldn't usually smell with that kind of scent.
They all smell like turmeric.
Completely changes it.
They all smell like turmeric, like the sweet smells. Every time I smell them, they all have that smell of like turmeric tea, and I'm like, that's not that. That's a savory smell to me, but it doesn't smell sweet. And then they all just smell the same. Whereas with the Forever Mood ones, they actually keep the like it's almost like the surface notes, whatever it's called, the top notes. It keeps that a little bit longer. I don't know what it is. No, maybe sorry, you know what I mean. Whatever it is, whatever the initial smell is what you get. Whereas with other brands, I'm like, oh, it smells too much like turmeric.
Yeah, do you know what? I didn't get through all the Christmas candles last year. So I had last year's Christmas candles this year. Mm-hmm. And they're like all the scents that you'd that you usually go for in Christmas candles, yeah. but they feel more grown up.
They're adult.
You know what I mean? Like, I wasn't embarrassed to get out one that smelled like confectioners. You know, it wasn't like, you know, it didn't have a picture of like a fairy cake on the front. But it smelled classy. I don't know. Just buy one candle from Forever Mood and you'll get what we're talking about.
Yeah,
just
absolutely. They're very good.
Okay. Did you know Ben Halligan's do candles?
I did not know that, and now I'm going to look into it.
I've ordered.
I'm getting
so poor.
This fragrance thing. Next year is going to be the year off fragrance. You know what I mean?
Oh, you should see my fragrance shelf right now.
Oh, it's going to be, and that's not me being like, when Kylie Jenner was like, next year me and my friends are going to like realize things. It was like, I think for everyone, I think there's going to be like the skincare kind of thing blew up last year, this year, whenever it was. I think fragrance is going to be a thing. I think fragrance YouTubers, especially in fragrance content creators, are going to get a really big rise, a really big following quickly.
Oh my god, Robert's predictions.
And I saw that in front of my very eyes.
Do you know who that Baba, I forgot her name instantly, but that woman that was like blind and now she's dead, but she was like, she predicted like the Twin Towers, she predicted 9/11, she predicted a few other things, got a few bits wrong, but for 2022, she said there's going to be a huge virus. She completely didn't predict coronavirus, so she might just get her years confused. But she also said there's going to be aliens are going to come to Earth and take over.
Well, I'll look forward to that.
Yeah, so buy as much fragrance as you can.
Take over as in what? They're going to like fix it up a little bit?
No, I think they'll probably just kill us and take over Earth because we're destroying it. And this is why we're not allowed in the Galactic Federation.
Well, here's the thing. I feel like if we're not allowed in that Galactic Federation, maybe they're not into killing and wars and things like that. Maybe they're like, why has this planet got it so wrong? And why do they continue to get it so wrong? We don't want them anywhere near us. What if they try to invade us? What if we share our technologies and they go too far? I think to them, we are Neanderthal.
But maybe that's it. Maybe they're like, oh, let's just eradicate them, get rid of them. Let's sort this planet out and do what we need to do.
James, no. Okay, all right, well, let's take it to a break.
Let's take it to a break.
Take it to a remix.
A remix?
We would do if it was the 2000s.
Yeah, true.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
And we are back. Hi. So, today, what we thought we'd talk about. Sorry, I'm still in the Christmas. I still have Christmas mouth. You know, when you've eaten a load of crap and it's just hanging around.
Yeah.
Even if you brush your teeth, you still have Christmas mouth.
Yeah, it's like, what's for dinner? It's like whatever's left of pate. You've got to finish those crackers.
Whatever meat we had at Christmas as dinner for the next 3 weeks.
The end bit of the turkey. The fat of the ham.
So what we thought we'd talk about, looking back on the year, are our favourite products. Now, me and James are quite into didn't realise this until someone mentioned it, and actually trying to get bits together for this video, quite into our maybe more higher end products, maybe products that are kind of mid-range.
I didn't notice that either. And I was going through my products and I was like, do you know what I think it is though? And I think this is a common trend with influencers, but pattern is once you start to receive free stuff, obviously the price of products becomes not irrelevant, but I guess doesn't...
You don't think about it because you don't buy it.
No. Yeah.
And I think that's like, somebody commented, it's like, can you talk about more drugstore stuff? Because all you do is higher end stuff. I was like, wait a minute, no, I don't. And I looked at my video and I was like, oh, shit.
You're like, yes, I do.
Yeah. And I was like, crap. Maybe I feature like one drugstore thing, but no, they're right. So what we wanted to do today is talk about our favorite, more affordable products from throughout the year. And actually, some of the products I'm going to talk about today are staples in my makeup routine.
Yeah. This is the thing I was going to say, like, a lot of them are staples as well. I'm glad I repeated that.
James,
yeah, a lot of these
please,
are staples.
Please, elaborate on that. Do you want to start with one of your favorite skincare products from 2021?
Yeah.
The year that made us. No, I don't know what that is.
Christ. So I always mention the Inky List, right? Because let's be honest, the Inky List have somehow managed to merge affordable products with nice formulations. And listen, so many people was like, you're sponsored by the Inky List. You've been paid to talk bad about The Ordinary, but I haven't. Listen, The Ordinary will be fine. Yeah, I get it all the time. The Ordinary are going to be fine if James Welsh doesn't like them anymore. I feel like the Inky List just have nicer feeling formulations. If you don't care about that, The Ordinary's fine to stick with. Yeah. For me, I don't like having to think about what products don't work texture-wise with others. So the Inky List make lovely, lovely affordable products. Maybe £1 or £2 more expensive than The Ordinary here. Yeah. But one of my staple cleansers is their Salicylic Acid Cleanser. Now, this is like everything that should be a default for a cleanser nowadays, which is soft on the skin, non-intrusive, doesn't leave you dry, like a little bit goes a long way, foams up lightly, you know.
Yeah.
But we have the added bonus of course, salicylic acid. Now, someone who experiences with skincare a lot, my skin gets irritated quite easily. So I can't just go straight into exfoliating with a chemical exfoliant like I like to do, or even a physical exfoliant. So having salicylic acid, which is a BHA, which is good for oily skin, pores, sebaceous filaments, blackheads, all that kind of stuff. Having that in a cleanser means you can introduce the exfoliant back into your skincare routine very gently, and you can use it daily as...
Sorry, I can still hear you. I can still hear you. Sorry.
Robert's...
I'm still listening.
I saw you sneaking past.
I'm limping.
You're going... I thought you were trying to sneak past.
Sorry, because I'm down, so usually I don't record with... in the same room as my dogs, but they've been looking out the window and barking at all the animals, and a bird was just sitting on the fence, so I was just rewarding them for not barking, but I was still listening.
that's good. So yeah, having it in a cleanser means you can take your time cleansing, like a minute on the skin, massage your face and rinse away, and you're still getting some nice exfoliation, you know, without having to cut it out completely.
Yeah.
You can use it daily, you can use it every single day, and then not use other exfoliants, to be honest, if you want. So it's $10.99, which sounds like a little bit... I would usually pay half of that for a cleanser.
But yeah, can you get different sizes, or...?
You can't. Actually, you could get a bigger one, like, ages ago, but I think it's, like, limited edition. But for a cleanser that lasts such a long time, I've got one that I've had open since... I don't know, like May. I use it like probably like 3 times a week, you know, because I like going in and out of different cleansers. But they last such a long time, tiniest amount, and you can, you know, just use it really nicely.
Yeah, use it really nicely.
I would say £10 is like the higher end of affordable, right?
Yeah, I think so. But I do think there are some cleansers where they're like below £5.
Yeah,
but they don't necessarily have treatments to them, you know?
No, exactly. This is like a nice 2-in-1.
Hmm.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, while we're on cleanser and affordable, you were just saying about The Ordinary, but one product that I've really, really got to love, and I think I spoke about it a few times, but as I was doing a roundup of the year, is The Ordinary, I always say this wrong, squalene cleanser, because it wasn't squalene, it was squalene.
Squalene.
Yeah. And this is £5.50 for 1.7 ounces. I don't know how much that is in anything.
Wait, I don't know if it's squalane or squalene.
Well, I said it, when I did this, I had a job with Skin Rocks, where it was Caroline Hirons, who, you know, is skincare everything. And it was her brand Skin Rocks, and they do these boxes of like a full makeup, full skincare routine. And I was saying squalene in the video, but they came back and I was like, you're pronouncing it wrong, it's squalene. I was like, oh, I see, okay, it says squalene. That's why I messaged you loads of times, like, how do I pronounce this?
Because sometimes it's squalene, sometimes it's squalene. It depends on like basically how the kind, if that makes sense.
Yeah. So this is squalene cleanser. And it's just, this is more for, in terms of cleansers, I don't know, like, in terms of what squalene does. But for me, as a makeup remover, this is one of the best cleansers. It is the way it just, like, completely removes all your makeup, safe to use around the eyes, waterproof stuff, really good, like, long-lasting mascara. Don't start fighting, you two. I'm on the phone to Auntie James. Calm down. it's just so quick and easy, and so easy to use on like those harder to remove makeup areas, and so gentle on the skin as well. The texture of it comes out like this. How would you describe it? It's almost like a gel balm, where it's not completely like a gel, and it's not as solid as a balm.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost
like a gel cream moisturizer. Yeah. Because you're like, what is this? And then
it melts to the most amazing oil texture. And it's just one of the best. I find myself having to, when I do a lot of makeup, I may have to go in, I triple cleanse usually, sometimes quadruple cleanse, trying to get everything off. Whereas this one is one imagine. Wash off, double cleanse, and you're done. It's so amazing. One thing I do find about it, though, and I don't think, I only do makeup on the days I film, so I would do like 4 videos or 3 videos in one day. I do get through the cleanser quickly, and I don't consider how much I wear makeup a normal amount of wearing makeup. It's actually sometimes less than what a lot of other people would do. So
like in one day you do a lot, but that doesn't necessarily mean
my eye makeup twice, you know, and things like that. But for somebody who maybe does it 7 days a week, 5 days a week, it might not be the longest lasting in terms of how much you get in the product. You can get a bigger size.
So yeah, squalene, it's something that's found naturally within your skin. So within like the sebumy kind of like oils of your skin kind of thing. So it's good at keeping your skin moisturized, hydrated. So it's another good option, even if you do have just like dry skin, for example, and you find washing kind of like dries you out. Cleansing, washing. What are you doing? Washing yourself down with a rag? I mean, cleansing. Sorry. Sorry.
Sorry.
Are you done?
I am done with that one. Thank you. Yes.
Right. Listen, here's one which I find really exciting, and other people might find it really boring, but I think it'll be really beneficial during the summers. Is Sultan Kids Learn to Reapply UV Detection Stickers. So
what?
They do these in America, not for kids, but it's hard to get in the UK. So you're meant to stick these to your skin and apply sunscreen over the sticker. So like you're kind of protecting the sticker like you are your skin. Then it kind of like mimics what your skin's going through. So whether you're going in and out of swimming pools or the sea, or you're inside, you're outside, it absorbs kind of like how much sunlight your skin is getting. So it absorbs the UV. Do you know what I mean? It's not like timed, so it absorbs it, so you know when you actually have to reapply.
That is such a good idea. So
it's really good.
What makes them kids? Like, can an adult buy them?
Anyone can buy these.
Okay.
It's done for kids because the idea is that it's meant to teach them how to reapply sunscreen.
Right.
When really it's just a good tool to let everybody know the condition their sunscreen is in.
That's a really good idea.
It's such a good idea. in the UK, it's just Sultan Kids that I could find. But in America, there's this one called, which I managed to get from America, called like UV Dot or something. It's really basic. But I think for £1.80, you get 8 stickers, which is more than a week. So for like, what, 2, 4, 6, for £8, you can get like a whole month's worth of these stickers.
Oh, I love that. That's such a good
idea. I think that's so good. And it's so simple. You just keep it like on the top of your arm and you can see it all the time, all the time.
And this is a really, like, probably a stupid question, but does the sunscreen on your arm coincide, I've never used that word before, with on your face? Or do you need it quicker on your face and on your, like, could you put it on the back of your ear? No, I guess it doesn't get as much. I don't know. Do you know what I mean?
I would personally put one on my forehead and then one on my body, because obviously the oils on your skin are likely to break down stuff different.
What if you're walking
around? But that's
around?
The issue is you're not... Then you should be fine. But the I guess the idea is just to kind of help people be aware of...
To reapply.
Reapplication, mm-hmm. because obviously if you put it on your skin, your oils aren't getting through that sticker, so it's right, not going to act the same way that your sunscreen does.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think it's personally like a good idea to... just remind you to keep applying it. So really, if it's just on your arm, it should kind of coincide with like reapplication every 2 hours or 1.5 hours if you're wearing like an SPF 30 plus. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's a good point. It's not always going to mimic your skin in the same places, and not allowing those oils to get through could be an issue when it comes to reapplication on your face. But yeah, so yeah, put it like, you know, somewhere where put it somewhere where your skin gets a lot of sun, but where you can keep an eye on it at the same time, you know?
Oh, I love that idea so
I think it's really cool.
I think that's a really cool idea. I didn't know that existed. So cool. That's crazy.
I didn't until like 3 months ago when I saw it on the TikTok.
The TikTok, yes, of course.
Yeah. Listen. But yeah.
So I'm so sorry.
No, I was just going to say, please.
Okay, let's talk about one of the... This highlight is still, to this day, I'm just amazed by this highlighter. It's a Wet n Wild Mega Glow Highlighter Powder. It's about $7 usually. And it's usually about £5. Why is this coming up in dollars? I think I have my VPN on. But it's
you use a VPN?
Wait, you steal content from Netflix? I don't. What I was gonna say. But yeah, it's a drugstore highlighter, but it's one of the most incredible highlighters I think I've ever used. There's a few different shades, and you can get ones that just kind of look like skin. I'm sorry if you can hear my dogs rolling around in the background, but
tap dancing.
That's life, yeah. And then you can get ones that kind of have like a nice, like a pinky, like duo bluey tone to them. But they just look, for me, a highlighter, a good highlighter, personal taste, no glitter, just shine, looking like it could be a skin. And this is exactly what they do. And I think for a drugstore highlighter, it's very rare for me that you can get a nice drugstore highlighter without it looking textured on the skin or without it looking like crazy, like, oh, it's obviously highlighter. Whereas this just looks smooth, like completely smooth on the skin. I really, really like them. You get a few different colours as well. So they cover like a wide range of skin tones. You can get some nice gold. You can get some lighter pinks, more silvery tones. But I just really like them. I don't know why I don't use it more. I think highlighters are something I buy all the time. Highlighters and eyeshadow palette. If I'm buying makeup, I'm like, what new highlighters and eyeshadows are there? So I don't really use it that much. Oh my fucking god! Sorry, the next door just got into their car and it scared the shit out of me.
Not people getting into cars. Quick,
I thought I was
down.
Being burgled.
Quick
while they're carrying the baby. But yeah, I it's just one of the most amazing highlighters ever. And that's one.
How much was it? Did you say
about $7, £5?
Okay.
But it's and I remember using it for the first time when I started this YouTube journey we call life. Snobby towards drugstore, and I was like, no, I'm not using drugstore.
Why is that? Because you've only used up till there basically Mac your whole
time. My kit was always like high-end professionalism, you know? Whereas I didn't consider drugstore professional. I never worked at a drugstore, considering I my first ever makeup job was MAC, and until I was however old, in my 20s. Sorry, they're playing. They're not hurting each other. The background ASMR for everyone.
ASMR.
Yeah. And then I only started to delve into drugstore when I started doing more social media stuff. And when I used that highlighter, I just about pissed myself.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I was so surprised.
So pissy.
And yeah, I just absolutely love that highlighter. So go out, and if you haven't already, go out and find one.
Go out.
Use the vouchers you got for Christmas. I know you did.
We know you got vouchers. Right, my last one, I'm cheating a little bit. Mine was more of like a money saver than instantly affordable. So if you do watch my YouTube, you already know the Dew Skin Forever Eye Mask. These are reusable silicone gel eye pads, and they're a little bit pricey. They are $25.
Yeah.
But think about this. It is the last eye patch you ever have. If that's your thing, you ever have to buy, ever.
Very
ever.
True.
Yes.
Wait, and this really is cheating.
What's that?
I said this really is cheating.
Yeah, it's cheating.
Sorry, that's my crock, because I have a broken toe rubbing against the sea.
Be very careful. But yeah, well, like how much are like those packs of eye masks? Like £5 a go?
It depends. And you get the single use ones, like just one, yeah, you know, use in a packet.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, in a packet. And they could be like £1 or £2.50 for two. And they're kind of always crap. But the good thing about the Forever Eye Mask is you can use them with your moisturizer, you can use them with your eye cream, you can use them with a serum. Anything that can stay tacky on your skin, you put these over the top. I leave, honestly, for like half an hour. Like, I just leave them on for however long I get ready, take them off, and you can see a visible light difference.
There's
but with
only
constant
ever been,
use
sorry.
As well. No, carry on.
No, please. I was going to say, there's only ever been one eye patch that I've ever used where I could see a visible difference. And I always remember going to P2BUS in where is that? Near Leicester Square in
Leicester
London.
Square, yeah.
And I got this random pack, and I was like, oh, cute, you know. And the Korean brands are the first ever time I've ever seen those eye patches. And I remember using them, and actually the skin around my eye being visibly lighter. Ever since then, I've never experienced anything like that.
Yeah, but these just obviously, like, kind of work as that occlusive layer to trap everything in and plump everything up, brighten your under eyes, and it's so good. And I have tried a video coming soon, the other reusable ones. Beauty Baby, their own reusable ones, Real Techniques do one as well. And I've got to be honest, they're not as good. They don't sit as well. They're kind of like hard.
They're
as
quite
well.
Big as well compared to the ones you're talking about. I have a Beauty Bay ones, and they are quite big, but they are more on the affordable end, I was saying.
Yeah, they are. So they're £7, but I for me personally, for what is it, math, like £12 extra, 8, 9, 10, £13, no, more than
for
that.
For the rest of your life.
For the rest of your life, I feel like these are a lot sturdier as well. But yeah, that's my, if you want to invest in something, I would say that's going to save you a lot of money in the long run.
Let me just say a story that absolutely has no value to anyone ever about these eye patches. Please. First time I used them was with when we went to that hotel and that claimed it was a 5-star and it wasn't. And then
you were so upset.
Yeah, I was so upset. And then I used this eye cream with them, and I remember using the, you know, sometimes like towels have like this weird smell in hotels. I was like, oh, James, have you smelt the towels? They smell like cheese. And and then I figured out it was the eye cream that I had on with a patch. I was like, oh my god, eyes now smell like cheese.
What was it?
It's a brand I usually really, really love, so don't take this in as a bad way towards a brand. But it was that Dr. Dennis Gross brand.
Oh, okay.
And I've used some of their products and I really, really like them, but the eye cream was like an apricot one. But I think because I used too much to kind of keep the things on, it just smelled like cheese.
Yeah.
So there you go, everyone.
Yeah. Exactly. I'm just looking at other eye masks, and you get like a pack of like Yes 2, which is not a great brand, but usually quite affordable. You get eye patches, 8 pairs for £11. Revolution Skincare, again, another affordable brand. off sale. Their eye patches.
Their eye patches
are 15. Yeah, they do everything. Do you mean, so these throwaway disposable eye patches are really, really quite expensive when you compare it to the reusable ones.
Very true. God, I just, do you know what? I've bought a bin from Revolution before.
A bin?
Yeah.
Oh, that little one. Mm-hmm. That little one.
They do fucking, honestly, they do everything. Any brand makes it, they would make it too. Okay, I'm going to sneeze. Okay, it didn't happen. So my... are you down with those patches?
Yeah, I'm done.
Okay, so I want to talk about mascara. And mascara is something that I think everybody... because there are such expensive high-end mascaras out there, I think everybody thinks there's a better option than what they are using. If you're using something a little bit more affordable, I think people think that maybe getting a higher end one, it might be better. And a lot of people know otherwise, that actually a lot of mascaras are just the fucking same. And it's usually just down to a brush that makes a really, really good mascara. So I want to talk about a really affordable mascara from ColourPop. This one is $6.75. So that's going to be around £5 again. And it's called the Act Natural Mascara. Now the wand on this mascara has to be probably one of my favorite kinds of wands. It's a really basic, like, corkscrew, pointed at the end, thicker down the middle brush. And I just find this mascara works really, really, really well for all kinds of lashes. Longer, like straighter lashes, it works really well for. Smaller, shorter lashes, and maybe they're curling up a little bit more. It just really depends on how you use it. For shorter lashes, you can start at above the lash and zigzag and wiggle downwards, and it kind of helps push them through. But this kind of really basic mascara wand, it's just it does everything. And it's actually, it looks basic. It looks really, really basic. But I find that basic mascaras, I sometimes even ignore the formula. Unless, you know, when it's like, oh, carbon black, something. Unless it's waterproof. Unless it's waterproof and you want waterproof or water resistant, then I just ignore the formula unless it dries out too quickly on you. The brushes, if you find a really good mascara and you love that brush, keep the brush, you know, and use that in your mascara for the rest of your life. Just keep sanitizing it, washing it in warm water all the time. But for however much it is, $6, and even Great Lash from Maybelline is the best. But this one from ColourPop, I've been using it constantly, and it's just, I have shit lashes. We both have shit lashes. No offense, James.
Oh, we do. No, but come on, we do.
Come on, we do. In terms of their use with makeup, they're not exactly useful. So I found this mascara does a bit of everything. It really defines them. It makes them look really almost like separate, but still there, not clumpy, but thicker. It just does, excuse me, I'm going to burp. It just does everything.
See, this is the thing, is I always feel like a lot of people look down on drugstore and feel like they can't possibly meet the standards of like more expensive products. But the drugstore brands are brands that have been around for ages and who have so much money that are able to put out stuff for cheaper,
right? Years and years of research. And it's weird how the original brands are the brands that started, the original brands are the brands in drugstores, and the brands that started everything, like Maybelline, Rimmel, Max Factor, you know, they're all drugstore brands, but they're the ones who started, you know, the makeup industry. So years, hundreds, exactly. Hundreds
they
years
must
of research.
Know what they're doing.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, should we finish this?
Yeah. That's right. Well, yeah. Let's finish it. James, just one last question before we, I was about to say defecate, but that's not
That's not it. That's not it at all. What are you talking about?
What's the word for, like, leave? Evacuate this podcast
before
episode.
Before we evacuate.
Yeah. Mm. It has there been a brand this year that you've used where you've really thought, wow, they've really been good?
You know, not on the affordable end, but Make is a brand that I think used to be makeup, and then they kind of are now concentrating, they kind of like rebranded and now concentrating on skincare. But I've pretty much loved every product that they've made. They're kind of like middle end. Is that the word? Not low end,
like
high
not
end.
Luxury, kind of like, but like you couldn't buy it every month or every week, but you know.
Right.
range.
But I just really enjoyed every product that they've come out with. Obviously, Glow Recipe wouldn't be a surprise to anyone. But Make For Me has just been... And they create... So they lab make their natural ingredients, right? Which is... So they kind of like meet science with nature and they're properly eco-friendly in the sense that they're not taking things from land and, you know, they're not going to refarm and refarm. And yeah, so I'm interested to see what they do with this coming here.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Uma Beauty, which people also pronounce as Uma Beauty.
That's how I've heard it before, yeah.
Yeah, it's a really, again, like mid-range. I wouldn't say it was drugstore. I wouldn't say it was like... super expensive either, make some absolutely incredible, amazing products and formulas. Yeah, and again, I'm excited to see them maybe do a little bit more things, but they make this lipstick, which is the most incredible lipstick formula, the Black Magic lipstick. It's almost like a balm and a lipstick together, but not that balmy feel on the lip. It's, if you just want natural but also a hint of color, It looks like layering a layer of tinted glass over your lip. And it's just, it's so incredible. It's just the nicest formula. But everything they make is beautiful. Their concealer, the Woke concealer, is amazing. It's so, so good. So I've kind of like really discovered their products for myself this year. And I'm excited to see what they bring out next year too. Right. Well, I ordered a 4-pack of donuts that I'm going to eat by myself.
Right. And I have work to do, so let's, you know.
Are you back at work?
I'm back at work. I actually, what you're seeing now, you know what used to be my dressing room is now my office and vice versa.
Right.
So this is actually a black wall that I painted white yesterday.
And you've, you've hung everything up. God, the nerve of you.
Yeah, quick dry. All the windows were open. Watch it fall over probably while I'm filming.
Yeah,
I've got a new light set up, which I love.
Oh, take a picture and send me the light. What you think of the lights? Yeah, that's private conversation. Yeah. Stop listening.
Yeah, sorry everyone. Stop listening now.
Well, listen. Wait, are we going to see you again before New Year? We won't. Wait, or will it be New Year?
It'll be the second.
Oh, it'll be New Year's Eve. This goes out.
New Year's. Yes.
Yeah. Oh,
listen. Happy New Year.
At New Year's, think about everything what you've done and let it be the greats again.
Known to you.
Happy New Year. May 2022 bring you the most.
The most, and we'll see you then.
See you then. Bye.
Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at hellofresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.